This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard on Agenda 21 Radio. Another fast-moving news day. Get on that news cycle. And you're riding it right now here on Agenda 21 Radio. Big things, of course, happening with the caravan. 1,000 miles away is what we're reporting right now. We're going to read to you today's grievance. It's a special grievance because it's the part of the Declaration of Independence process for New California from the state of California is the grievance process. We've been reading grievances once per week for 40 weeks, and today's the 40th. We said we'd do it for 40, and we are here. We're done. We're doing it. We've done it 40 weeks now. We're going on for an additional 55 weeks. We think at the end of 55 weeks, we'll be pretty close to statehood. What's that going to look like, huh? Anyway, big article about New California coming out in, let me say that again so it's nice and loud. I'm looking at my levels here. New California website is going to be featuring an article by Epoch Times. I believe it's out of New York right now, and it's going to be getting to the rest of the nation. Over the course of the day, you know, kind of percolates out there about Epoch Times, Chinese-funded. Now, you know, it's the Taiwanese version. In other words, these are the free Chinese. Yeah, we had nothing to do with the communist. No, it's a Chinese publication, but it's the free Chinese. Xi Jinping does not like these people, but he gets a copy of Epoch Times every day on his desk, as we have been told, President Trump. So anyway, Epoch Times, we are featured there. I've actually seen the article. They were very nice to the writers, were very nice to send me a copy of it. And it's very good. It's very, very good. And it's very favorable, obviously, to New California. and what's the whole development. Second, more coverage of the second constitutional convention that occurred in Irvine 2 weeks ago. So we're still getting the playback from that, which is starting to really resonate, which is a wonderful thing. And of course, we're being sort of squished aside right now by the red wave. I think we're part of the red wave, quite frankly. I know we're part of the red wave here in California. We've been a big part of the red wave, and we're very, very happy about it. We need the red wave here in California. So we're excited, absolutely excited about what is going on in New California. So many thanks to everybody in Epoch Times, and we'll be posting it up. It's not up there yet, but we'll get it up there on the Agenda 21 Radio and also the New California site. Also, we'll be doing Solano County tonight. Check the website, newcaliforniastate.com. We have a town hall in Solano County tonight. And then in Gilroy tomorrow night, we'll be down campaigning. It's like a campaign trail. And it gets expensive, so donate, donate, donate to New California. That's the key thing. Donate, donate, donate. All right, so some of the things that are going on here. 1,000 miles away, why isn't Mexico stopping them? The Dems are silent. I'm shocked to find that out, right? I'm shocked. They're silent, those people. They're silent. This is a report filed by AP. This is actually got to be yesterday's report. It says today, but it's yesterday, I believe. William Longines. We're going to look to see. There's apparently another William Longines report out, and I have not been able to find it. I looked this morning when we first got up in the wee hours here on Agenda 21 Radio to look for it. I didn't get a chance to find it, so we'll find it. But William Longines, from what I understand, has quite an article out about this Tapachula, Mexico, which is where this article comes from. And interesting how AP follows around Fox News. And William Longines is a wonderful reporter, by the way. I have not met him, but I just looking at his stuff. He's wonderful. Anyway, this article is about over 7,000 strong migrant caravan pushes on, still far from U.S. We're estimating the crowd to be at this point in time all not they're not aggregated, but once aggregated, would be around 20,000. That's what we're hearing. You're already hearing in the media some as high as 14,000 to 15,000. And we again, our sources are, some people are embedded. We're getting some Facebook information and other sources out there from people we know. So that's how we get this information. And in Tapachula, Mexico, this is apparently right across the border from Guatemala, says thousands of Central American migrants resumed an arduous trek towards the U.S. border Monday, with many bristling at suggestions they could be terrorists among them and saying the caravan is being used for political ends by President Obama. Well, I guess the big question, who's on the other political end before that? Who created the caravan? The caravan's numbers have continued to grow as they walk and hitch rides through the hot, humid weather. And the United Nations estimated that it is currently comprising 7,200 people. And of course, can't believe anything they say. However, they are still about 1,100 miles from the nearest border crossing, McAllen, Texas. And the length of their journey could be more than double if they go to Tijuana, San Diego, the destination of another caravan earlier this year. That one shrank significantly as it moved through Mexico, and only a tiny fraction, about 200 of the 1,200 showed up. It's actually more like 300 they processed. The same could well happen this time around as some turn back, splinter off on their own, or decide to take their chances on asylum in Mexico, as 1,100 have done so far, according to the country's Interior Department. While such caravans have occurred semi-regularly over the years, this one has become particularly a hot topic ahead of the November 6th midterm elections. By the way, we reported in the first caravan, the first one that became public anyway, that there had been caravans, but they were very small. And we were saying at the time, with this Pueblo Sin Frontera, people without borders, that their so-called humanitarian group, and of course they get grants from George Soros and other religious organizations, Pueblo Sin Frontera, we know that. We've already talked about that. And they're in San Diego, so they're a U.S. nonprofit. And it's something to think about. We got to take a look at these nonprofit NGOs and what they're trying to do to destroy the country. Set up shadow governments along shadow governments. I mean, along governmental agencies, especially your charter schools as an example. But Pueblo Sin Frontera is behind a lot of this stuff. And we were saying before that what they were doing and setting up some of these smaller ones was just doing the beta testing to kind of get their act together for the big one. And here's the big one. And, you know, we predicted there was going to be a big one, and there is at election. It was pretty obvious what they've been trying to do, so here they are. Now, whether or not all these people are going to get here is another thing. And I do agree with their characterization as things started to dwindle. It's much harder to go to California, it is, from their position, by the way that they're walking, than it is to get to McAllen, Texas. That's why McAllen, Texas is being so overrun right now. Some have questioned the timing so close to the vote and whether some political force was behind it, though by all appearances it became as... Oh, God. See, this is the AP apologizing here. This is... Listen to this paragraph. This is just bunk. It says, some have questioned the timing so close to the vote and whether some political force was behind it, though they, by all appearance, it began as a group of about 160 who decided to band together in Honduras for protection and snowballed as they moved north. Right, right. And there's no doubt these people have problems by the terrorists that are down there, but who's causing that? The root of all evil. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
You know, you have to really wonder who's behind all this caravan. And the timing, I mean, any argument against people thinking that this is an attempt to influence our elections or even to invade our country, I think it is stupid. It's just stupid. And this has been something that myself and so many other alternative media folks have been predicting all along is going to happen, and it's happening. Next. Now, the big problem is, of course, if we allow this group in, what's going to happen to the next group? It's going to be bigger. It'll be double the size of whatever happens at the impact of the at the border with this group of people. I mean, it's 20,000 people who hit there all of a sudden. That's a problem. But, you know, but by the way, it's been a trickle effect coming across the border. As we were reporting before, McAllen last week was taking in as many as 12,000. 12,000. In 1 week. That's a staggering number. Absolutely staggering number. And of course, the demographic shift of our country, we don't want to talk about that, right? Which is what Obama ushered in his time frame. And the evidence is, and listen, these people who say, oh, Obama didn't do that. See, now it's interesting, but during the era, of course, we were all reporting 100% that that's what he was doing. Mainstream media was ignoring it. Wink, wink, nod, nod, right? No, no. We in the alternative media were reporting it factually, thank you very much, and calling it out for what it was. An invasion then, it's a bigger invasion now. And we encourage them to invade us even more if we don't try and stop it. That's the biggest problem. And where's the Congress on this, Republican or Democrat? Where are these folks? We need to call them out. This needs to change because we will not exist as a country. And the demographics have just shifted enormously here in California. You can see that. And look, oh, gee, and what has it done to California? It's brought us a faction of slaves. I mean that. A slave class now exists in California and throughout many parts of the United States as well. Because, as we have said before, this is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. These people don't come on. I mean, these people, many of them, I'd venture to say most of them have paid a large amount of money, anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000 to come across the border to somebody. I know this one guy was describing he only had $20 and he's joining up with a caravan. Oh, okay, so what happened? Is that person still of value money-wise? Let's say he doesn't pay coyotes and he only has $20 in his pocket. One of the guys I was reading about here said I was out cutting my father's lawn or something like that, and he dropped the shears and just ran, and he only had $20 in his pocket. Where was I reading that one? This is the statement that comes from, this is what they say. It's a shame that a president so powerful uses the caravan for political ends, said Arinio Mujica, of the group Pueblo Sin Frontera, People Without Borders, which provides to provide humanitarian aid to migrants, really. Or just the sheer fact of their body, I'll talk about that. It says, no one is capable of organizing this many people, Morihaka said, adding that there are only two forces driving them, hunger and death. Earlier in the day, Trump renewed threats against Central American governments and blasted Democrats via Twitter for what he called pathetic immigration laws. In another tweet, he blamed Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. A team of AP journalists traveling with the caravan for more than a week has spoken with Hondurans, Guatemalans, but has not met any Middle Easterners who Trump suggested were mixed in with the Central American migrants. It was clear, though, that more migrants were continuing to join. Ana Luis Espana, a laundry worker from Chimpomola, Guatemala, joined the caravan as she saw it pass through her country. Even though the goal is to reach the U.S. border, she said, we only want to work. If a job turns up in Mexico, I will do it. We would do anything except bad things. Dennis Omar Contreras, a Honduran-born caravan leader, also with Pueblo Sin Fronteras, said accusations that the caravan is harboring terrorists should stop. There isn't a single terrorist here, Contreras said. We are all people from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua, and as far as I know, there are no terrorists in these countries, in these four countries, at least beyond the corrupt government. Migrants, many of them with blistered, bandaged feet, left the southern city of Tapachula in early Monday afternoon after a burning sun bound, anyway. In interviews along the journey, migrants said they were fleeing widespread violence, poverty, and corruption. The caravan is unlike previous mass migrations for its unprecedented large number, and because it largely sprang up spontaneously through word of mouth. Carlos Urbina, a 28-year-old from Honduras, said he was cutting the grass in his father's yard when he heard about the caravan, dropped the shears on the ground, and ran to join with just $520 in his pocket. We're going to the promised land, Garcia said, motioning to his fellow travelers. Okay. That's a compelling story. All that's compelling. Who's behind all this? Pueblo Sin Frontera? I don't think so. And again, it's coming at the time just before the election. Okay, I think we're eliminating all this stuff. Oh, it just happened spontaneously. Hard to believe that one. Especially since these things have been going on and building and building and building. And we've been seeing beta tests at the border in Tijuana that periodically shut the border. All brought to you by Pueblo Sin Frontera before. This is an organized march against the United States, an invasion of the United States of America. Plain and simple. The big outwardly appearance by the at least they're trying to project is we're fleeing these countries. Well, why are the countries in so much chaos and turmoil? Are we asking that question? But let's ask the other question. This guy comes across the border with $20. He didn't pay $10,000 like I've been alleging. But is he of any value on the other side of the border? Who's he of value to? Pueblo Sin Frontera, which, by the way, is on the other side of the border. What's going to happen to him when he gets to the other side of the border? Where is he going to go? There's the money. Bring us your hungry, your masses, and your huddled ones, right? And what are we going to do? We're going to accommodate them because we are a religious organization in which we will be able to house, feed, and clothe the ones coming across the border with $20 in their pocket. And who's going to pay us? You are. We are. Thanks to Paul Ryan and John Boehner. The relief organizations on this side of the border are getting billions of dollars for every person who comes in. Get it? It's a business. It's a big business. It's a multi-billion dollar industry that's sprung up now with these illegal immigrants. Give us more, because we'll get more money from the federal government. We need to shut that little tapper off. That's something that can be shut down. And now, all these relief agencies getting billions of dollars, religious relief agencies, because it's not just one religion, it's several religions that have these relief agencies. This is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, ladies and gentlemen. Because what is Carlos going to do? What's Mr. Urbina going to do when he gets over here? Find himself in a relief agency. That's where he's going to go. And they talk about it openly and to send him to the Catholic relief agencies. What happens then? What happens when a state trooper in Texas pulls over a truckload full of immigrants. They send them where? The Catholic relief agencies. We'll be back. Billions of dollars to the Catholic relief agencies.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Nice. Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And yes, I do. You can probably smell it through the microphone. I do have a cup of Agenda 21 Radio coffee. And I am slurping it down. Here's a demonstration of this wonderful coffee being consumed. Oh, man. You know, it's kind of difficult to talk and drink coffee at the same time, but I managed to do it. I absolutely managed to do it. Gosh, what this is the news cycle ever going to stop? Is it going to cease? Let's check it out over here. I'm gonna run over here real quick. I'm off script here because I'm... Well, wait a minute. How much time? Okay, well... All right, well, we'll see what happens. In the next block, I'm going to read grievance number 40. Forte. Grievance number 40. But in the meantime, party poopers. Doug Schoen. Hey, fellow Dems. We have a major problem. Okay, this is on the Fox screen. Faking a Victoria's Secret model. Dishes and awful days behind. What? Scenes of glam life. Oh, okay. Well. Party pooper. Doug Schoen. Okay, Doug gets it. He gets it. I like this article because this just popped up. I really didn't get my dose in the hearing of Fox and Friends or any of that this morning. I just didn't because things were just chaotic here this morning. Had a great morning though. Talked to a lot of people this morning, and really want to thank everybody who called in and joined us in conversation about what's going on at the border and everything else. And giving us great information. Doug Schoen, he's been on the show before. Not a great experience, but he's been on the show. Here we go.
Midterm elections now just 16 days out, and our next guest says Democrats may not be so sure about that so-called blue wave.
Uh-huh.
Even the Washington Post is out with a new report titled, House Democrats Hope for Wave Election Diminishes as Republicans Rebound. That's the Washington Post. Here to discuss, former pollster for the Trump campaign and president of McLaughlin and Associates, John McLaughlin. John, thanks for being here this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
So just take on that headline right there. Well, is the situation improving for Republicans?
It is. Post-Kavanaugh, which backfired on the Democrats, where Trump voters, we have 63 million Trump voters that came out in 2016. Midterm elections, you usually only 90 million come out. So the Trump voters
total,
are
reading 90 million
total. Total. Yeah. Just about. So the Trump voters are getting reengaged. So the polls are closing, not just in the generic vote, but in around the country where Republicans are regaining leads. They're taking a little bit of they're getting some breathing room. But the Democrats have raised hundreds of millions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi is piling in a green wave of money against Republican incumbents right now. And you can see that based on the spending that they're doing right now, it's. Our polls are accurate that the Republicans look good. And there's a shot with 32 pure toss-ups in the ratings. There's a shot that the Republicans can hold the House.
So the way it happens a lot is if a race isn't going well, the one resource you have to try to prop it up is money, is
right.
Television ads or internet ads.
Right.
So you see this spending. If a race is, a lot of money is being spent in a race late, they're either trying to hold it
right.
or keep it. And it's like Virginia 10 is an example.
Right.
Barbara Comstock, a race where they're now putting in a ton of money, which
right.
is a race that should have been more safe
right.
for them.
Right. The Democrats have been saying all along that they're going to win this thing. But we had a poll a week ago where we were up by a point, and all of a sudden they've placed almost $4 million to our $2 million. So it's a very expensive market being in Northern Virginia, in mm-hmm. the Washington, D.C. area. But Barbara's really strong. She's an independent candidate who fights hard, and her district recognizes that. So the Democrat propaganda is now being put to the test where they're piling all this money. And it's from Nancy Pelosi, who most Americans don't like. So
well, I think we've got her favorability rating we can put up on the wall as well, 54% unfavorable. So as much as this election is about President Trump and his policies, there's also a sense that they're looking at Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats saying, do we really want to hand the gavel to her?
Right. We had a September poll where if the Democrats take the House, would you want her to be Speaker again? 23% said yes. 56% of all voters said no. And her negatives are high with all the groups that that basically are the Democrats are trying to win over. They're independent women. She's 53% unfavorable. That's the key swing group. And so they don't want her. And but by the way, they see these Democrats as beholden to her. In the same poll, when we asked them, do you agree or disagree that they'll owe their votes to Nancy Pelosi? Mm-hmm. 50% of all voters agreed. Only 29 disagreed. So she's basically the reason the Republicans have to win the House back, because she will become the highest ranking Democrat in the country, the most powerful Democrat. And she has an agenda of open borders. She has an agenda of higher taxes. She certainly take government run health care. We know where she stands on that. So if we want to have control and advance the Trump agenda, we have to stop Nancy Pelosi.
It is a huge issue. John, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate
John McLaughlin. I think he's the son of the McLaughlin group, and he just passed away. I think I'm just guessing, and there you have it. No blue wave. I'm telling you, it's not out there. It is not out there. The sentiment is so far against these folks. It is not out there, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very interesting day in the neighborhood. In 2 weeks. 2 weeks! We'll find out. Of course, many people are voting right now. I am absolutely against this voting business, like we've been seeing so many different things happening. I think it's just ridiculous that that people are allowed to vote, you know, 3 weeks out. You know, the voting day is voting day. Let's leave it at that. You know, let's leave it at that. I think that's the most important thing, is that we leave it at that. It's the voting day. Everybody votes that day. And I'm all for paper ballots, especially here in California. The corruption is immense. It is immense. And what I found is that as we talk more about the absolute corruption of the electoral system in California, the hope is that, quite frankly, they'll start backing away a little bit. We need to have the conversation. We need to have the conversation in California. You can have all the conversation you want in California, but in New California, we've had it. We have had it. We will not permit this type of corruption in New California. It just will not happen. It just will not happen. Interesting thing. This is last night. Let's see if we got this going on here. This is Laura Ingram. Where are we at in our little ditty here? We're going to come back to this because we're going to blow out through. We got to read the grievance. And well, I don't know. I just might put it up. Might do it on the third hour. We got 3 hours. Come on. But I want to get this comment here by Laura Ingram about the mobile mob. That's what they're calling this. Show you how the orchestration's going on. And by the way, open borders? Have we not even talked about open borders that the Democrats supported? Well, what is this a demonstration of down here? It's open borders. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, the Doug Schoen article, which I think is an exceptional one. We'll see if we can't read some of the major highlights from it. But I wanted to get this clip in from Laura Ingraham, which, you know, it's kind of interesting. The majors now are starting to pick up all the stuff that we low-life citizen journalists have been saying for years about all this. It's nice that they're listening, and they've always known about some of this stuff. It's just now coming out. But also, there's a great deal of naivete, in my opinion, by the East Coast reporters and news outlets and so on, and some of them are just readers, in terms of their level of understanding and not understanding what's going on here with these illegal foreign nationals that are invading our country. Now, I'm not blaming the illegal foreign nationals, except if you're one of the MS-13 types or whatever and all that, that there's a big manipulation, a big machine behind it. Laura Ingraham, last night I was listening to Laura Ingraham, and she brought out this, on the replay, of course, brought out the Ingraham angle, but also brought out the angle of the mobile mob, which I think is a very, very appropriate statement about what we're seeing.
Just as in 2016, there is no politician in America today who has a better read on what the voters want than Donald Trump.
What does the president understand that other politicians don't?
He understands the people.
We are small business owners, and I think he gets that. He helps out the small people.
He's doing what he said he was going to do, so that's why as Hispanics, we need to support him.
Tonight in Houston at a rally for Ted Cruz, President Trump had a massive crowd. Local reports say that 18,000 packed the venue, with thousands more stuck outside. We're not just talking about excited rally attendees. The new data from NBC News out today may provide a strong indication that the Democrats' hope of a blue wave may be receding. Republican voters are outpacing Democrats in early voting in seven key states: Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Montana, Tennessee, and Texas. Democrats are leading in that area, only in Nevada. And this is where the president's poll numbers are. His overall approval rating is as high as it's ever been.
Okay, I do want to make mention that California is not mentioned in the early poll. The biggest state in the union is not mentioned. That's because, why? Alex Pantin, nobody's releasing that information. I wonder why. I wonder why. Alex Padilla, Mr. Padilla.
Today's MSNBC show should have been renamed In Mourning, Joe.
Think about that. Nearly half of the people in this country approve of the job this man is doing, even after Charlottesville, porn stars, his humiliation in Helsinki, bowing to Kim Jong-un, ripping babies from their mothers, calling Hispanics breeders, destroying America's most critical alliances, and bankrupting our country. And we could go on.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. She ran out of breath there. The facial expressions and the demeanor. Well, it looked a lot like, I don't know, election night.
I would submit that the acceptance of a deeply, deeply, deeply dishonest president, the acceptance of that among people is the single most important issue of our day.
But once again, from the cushy confines of their Manhattan studios, well, they don't understand the obvious. People across the country vote their pocketbooks, and they may just choose results over resistance. Republicans are trousing Democrats by 15 points in the margin for handling the economy.
The top issue is the economy. 38% of voters said that's their top issue, and Republicans in this poll are winning on that issue by the largest margin, I think it said, in the history of the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. But in this NBC Wall Street Journal poll, Republicans win among those on the question of who's going to bring about change to Washington, which is a very strange dynamic for a midterm election like this.
And as Raymond Arroyo will explain later, the big issue on the voters' minds today in Texas was immigration, specifically the so-called caravan. Now, here's the Merriam-Webster definition of the word caravan. It's a noun. Well, you can have it as an adjective, but we're doing the noun. A company of travelers on a journey through a desert or hostile regions. Also, a train of pack animals. Secondary, a group of vehicles traveling together, as in a file. A covered wagon or motor vehicle equipped as traveling living quarters. What? That doesn't really work, does it, for what we're seeing here? The word caravan colloquially connotes something kind of fun, festive, desirable. Well, yet other descriptions come to mind among Americans and legal immigrants watching this all play out.
I'm a disabled veteran. I have to live in poverty, and yet these people can come walking across our border, and they're welcomed with open arms, and they're taken care of, and it's just a shame.
I'm a legal immigrant, and I support our president, and I'm against illegal immigration. Liberals, they just want these migrants to come here for votes.
I'm an African-American conservative. African-Americans are super against illegal immigrants. These jobs that African-Americans used to do are taken over by illegal immigrants, and we love President Trump.
That's a pretty diverse group there. And sometimes reporters actually let the truth slip out.
Hundreds of Mexican federal police bearing shields and armor. But just as the migrants approached, the officers pulled back, setting up again 3 miles down the road and again retreating for the second time.
Por favor, escúchenos.
Mexican immigration officials pleading with them to register for asylum, but most kept walking.
Yeah, most walk right by. It's called wanton lawbreaking. True refugees fleeing oppression will encamp wherever they can away from their place of origin, which is dangerous. In other words, well, they'd stay in Mexico. On Friday, Mexico began registering hundreds of migrants, but most just burst past the barricades in flagrant violation of the law. Mexican police were also badly injured. Legitimate seekers of asylum, they must live in credible fear of government repression based on religious, racial, or ethnic identity. Home country violence and government corruption, as terrible as they are, and whether it's in Central America or anywhere else, are not sufficient bases for asylum, nor is the desire just to get a better job or live a better life, lest we in the United States be willing to welcome in hundreds of millions of people from across the globe.
Okay, so let's put this into California terms. It's now at a national level, and it's happening in Texas, and it's called, well, as we call it, California cleansing, a variety of ethnic and racial cleansing. You see, Jerry Brown and his ilk have created this whole scheme of replacing American citizens with illegal aliens, illegal foreign nationals. That is part of the trip. That is part of this little charade, if you will. That is part of their plan to destroy the United States from within. Get it? It's pretty insidious, but it's true. We call it California cleansing. It's a variety of ethnic cleansing. So if you're an American citizen living in California, you're being cleansed. You're being displaced. No longer are you going to get priority as a California citizen who pays taxes in California, of course, for the universities to have access to that. No, you go to the end of the line. You see, we saw this discrimination happening back in the mid-90s. Ward Conley put out together, I think it was Prop 206, which told the university system you could not discriminate against white kids, white boys in particular. That didn't seem to stop them, though. I was part of this. I was saying, wait a minute, we were trying to get students into the UC system, but all the white boys, they were being discriminated against. And then it became white girls by 2000. And we said, wait a minute, this is wrong. But it kept on happening. And what were they being replaced with? Well, at the time, it was early on, it was, of course, minorities, quote minorities, Hispanics and Asians, blacks. Okay, we get that. That was their rationale. No whites can apply, basically. And white kids started to go to the end of the bus. But then the phenomena happened, starting around 2001. Oh, guess what? Black kids couldn't enroll. They couldn't get in. Black Americans couldn't get in. That was the gig. Black Americans could not get in. And then all of a sudden it turned to be Asians and Hispanics. And of course you have this Harvard thing, right? You have this whole Harvard thing going on. What the heck is that about? And of course in Harvard they're discriminating against Asians, aren't they? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, if you're an Asian, you don't get into Harvard. You go to the end of the line. Well, what's happening in California now is this. No longer is it about whether your skin is white or brown or black or yellow or whatever. It's whether the criteria for you not getting enrollment, first and foremost, is if you are an American citizen living in California. You're being replaced by illegal foreign nationals. They bring more dollars, especially your Chinese. Yeah, Chinese, into the UC system. That's the way they look at it. Out-of-state tuition, they get more dollars per student. So this, and then there's the open discrimination against American citizens being hired in government jobs in California. California cleansing, anyone? Is that happening in your state right now? Where illegals are getting top priority over hiring for all jobs now. And what does that do? It forces people to leave because they're unemployed, or they go live out on the street. And what do you see out in the street living? In the encampments, you see mostly American citizens, not illegal foreign nationals. No. And usually it's white men that you see there. And that's a fact. That was the most stunning revelation to me as I walked along the Santa Ana River by the Anaheim Stadium to see all the white men that were there. Citizens who once had big jobs in Orange County in particular, but they found themselves homeless. Anyway, we'll be back. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We've got so much to talk about in the next hour. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity. Omacy's plan of managing for profitable soil health is one of the easiest and most effective ways for farmers to increase crop productivity. Professional plant nutritionists develop your program. Call Omacy Ag at 530-845-8150. Omacy Ag goes to the very foundational factors of crop production. Certified agronomy and consulting, call Omacy 845-8150. We use the tools of proper nutrition and microbes to unlock the power of nature for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy 530-845-8150.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.